Good afternoon and welcome. My name is John Davis, and I am the Executive Director of the Paris Center for the Tara Foundation for American Art. We are still missing at least one of our speakers for this afternoon, and we're wondering if the transit strikes might have something to do with that, but we're going to cross our fingers and move ahead. It's a great pleasure for me to welcome you to the first of 2 days that will be devoted to this colloquium, Rethinking Pictures, a Transatlantic Dialogue. We intended that this conference be a contribution to the current reflection on the nature and the role of images, especially with the concept of materiality as a focal point, or one of several points that we will be discussing. There's certainly been no dearth of art historical writing on picture theory, much of it from the titans of the discipline of art history, and I think this is particularly true of the German-speaking scholars. However, our focus today is much more to look toward the next generation of scholarship on these questions, rather than commenting on previous theories of visual imagery, although I'm sure they will inevitably form part of our discussion. The concept for this conference originated in the book you see in front of me here, Picturing, the inaugural volume of a series called the Tara Foundation Essays, edited by Rachel DeLue of Princeton University. This new series, which was conceived of and managed by Francesca Rose of the Tara Foundation, presents original research by an international roster of established and emerging scholars who consider American and European art in multiple cross-cultural contexts. Each volume is designed around a specific theme or topic. The upcoming volumes will tackle scale, circulation, experience, intermedia, and color. In this volume, Picturing, scholars discuss the creation and the consumption of images, using examples ranging from Gertrude Stein's portrait of Cézanne to visualizations of Benjamin Franklin and lightning to the image theory that is embedded in the practice of pictorialist photography. Collectively, the contributors consider the questions, what is an image? Why make one? What do images do? In approaching these issues, the traditions of the German literature of Bildwissenschaft are very much present. So we're especially delighted in our organizing partner for this event, the Centre Allemand d'Histoire de l'Art. The members of the team at the Centre Allemand are not only our partners, but our friends, and we're thrilled to be able to collaborate with them in thinking about American and German traditions of looking at images. A reminder that after this afternoon's events and the cocktail that will follow one floor below us, we will reconvene for the second and final day of discussion at the Centre Allemand tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. in the Rue des Petits Champs. Before introducing our first speaker, I want to thank a few people who are responsible for organizing and supporting this event. At the Deutsches Forum für Kunstgeschichte, Thomas Kirchner, Godehard Jansing, and Nelly Putz, who is here today, for their hard work and collaboration on this project. At the Université Paris Diderot, François Brunet and his colleagues for their help as well. At the INHA, Anne Lafont, who has also been a partner in this. Certainly my colleagues at the Tara Foundation for American Art, especially Verle Tillmans, Lucy Pike, and Jennifer Donnelly. And a special thank you to the Atelier Néerlandais, welcoming us here in this space, especially Johan Mols and Caroline von Tilburg, who have been very generous in making the arrangements for us to be here today. And certainly, most important, I want to start the event by thanking our speakers, moderators, and roundtable participants. The first of those speakers will be Rachel DeLue, who is Associate Professor of Art History at Princeton and the General Editor of the Complete Tara Foundation Essay Series. Rachel burst on the scene of American art history in 2004 when her very important book, George Innes and the Science of Landscape, appeared, which was really the first monographic study of that painter to seriously examine the intellectual underpinnings of his theory of art, as well as the somewhat idiosyncratic means he used to pictorialize those theories. An edited volume with James Elkins' Landscape Theory followed 4 years later, and now, just several months ago, her ambitious volume, Arthur Dove, Always Connect, has appeared from the University of Chicago Press. I'm going to predict that in the coming years, Rachel's book on Dove will be seen as one of the most important studies of early American modernism. Here in Europe, I'm quite confident that it will serve to introduce a fascinating and endlessly rich artist to a scholarly community who, if they take the time to follow Rachel's exegesis of his oeuvre, will never think about the development of abstraction in quite the same way. Rachel today is going to start us out with a very brief introduction to the issues that are going to preoccupy us for the next 2 days. Please welcome Rachel DeLeu.
John, thank you very much for that incredibly kind introduction, and I'm delighted to know that I burst onto the scene. That's terrific. I'll add that to my curriculum vitae. So I want to echo John's welcome to all of you here today, and rather than repeating all of the thank yous and expressions of gratitude, in the interest of time, I will say that those come from me as well. I will, however, take a moment to thank specifically Virla and Francesca, who have been my partners in crime, my intellectual collaborators, I should say, first, as well as my partners in crime in the development of this series. And I won't reveal exactly how long we've been working on this, but it's been a while, and it's been truly rewarding. And they deserve my immense gratitude. And I should also say thank you to everyone here at the Terra offices, in particular Jennifer Donnelly, who has so superbly helped make this gathering possible. So I want to say a few things about the Terra essays. And John has said a few things about them already, but this is by way of introduction to the proceedings today and tomorrow. So Virla posed to me many years ago, again, I won't reveal how many years ago, well, what do you want to do? If you have a blank slate, what kind of thing would you imagine doing? And I was a bit on the spot, but I said, how about books with single word titles? and that's what we did. And the idea behind the book with the single word title is we decided to produce a series of volumes that explore themes of critical importance to the history of art and visual culture in America, less so methodologically and historiographically, and more so historically, terms that were manifest either literally or figuratively during certain historical periods, themes, terms, concepts, ideas. And when I say the history of art and visual culture in America, what I really mean to say is the history of art and visual culture in America in the world. And that is because the series, among many aims, has two chief ones. It means to consider American art and visual culture in its manifold international and transgeographic contexts. And this includes the transatlantic, the transpacific, and to foreshadow one of the essays in Volume 2, edited by Jennifer Roberts, and that takes on scale, the transarctic. So we're expanding our terrain as we go. So we're thinking about American art and visual culture transgeographically, but we are also, and this is the second of our many chief aims, we're also meaning to facilitate dialogue among scholars around the world working on American material by including an international roster of authors and choosing as guest editors for the volumes people from countries including but also in addition to the United states. This is incredibly important, and this gathering today, in a way, is emblematic of that mission, because people are gathered here from many different places and many different types of institutions, and that is part of the aim with the series. So each series in the volume is dedicated to a concept or an idea or a phenomenon that has been particularly salient and generative within the production of and consumption of art and visual culture in the U.S. And as John said, currently available or in manuscript form are Picturing Scale, Circulation, Experience, Intermedia is in its preliminary stages. And we have been brainstorming possible future topics, and those include, and of course we're open to ideas from all of you, those include evidence, models, violence, blindness, prophecy. So if you have ideas, let me know. Each has about 6 essays. And one of the important things to note about this series is each essay is newly commissioned research and writing. The idea being that we didn't want to collect work already in process or already thought through, but we wanted new work that may represent an initial foray into a topic, but serves in the volume to generate questions, perhaps more questions than answer. The series is prospective rather than retrospective. Americanists, beginning in the 1980s, developed a bad habit of retrospective thinking, what we in the States call navel gazing. And I think it's time to look forward rather than back. So I should also say about this series that it is aimed by way of these new commissions at coherence, but also these books mean to provide an opportunity for thick and deep exploration of a common concern. And they're attuned equally to objects and their material aspects, as well as to the place of object making in the larger history of ideas. So we're interested in the volumes in works of art and other kinds of images as arising from specific contexts of thinking and theorizing on the part of makers, viewers, and users. And also, and this is going to be one of our topics today, we're interested in art and other kinds of images as things that themselves formulate and solicit ideas and ways of knowing and being, or even things that resist the contexts of thinking and theorizing from which they putatively arose. The intended audience for this series is scholars of American art and visual culture, but also the discipline of art history writ large. I mean, one of the advantages of working in a so-called provincial field is that we've kind of had our run of the show for a long time. We've worked under the radar. We've gone our own way. And I think that has meant that there, and I'm about to say something that will raise all kinds of objections from those of you who don't work on American material specifically, but there's a certain way in which we've been free to be speculative or even speculatively bungle things that has generated ideas that I think can be immensely useful for the field writ large, precisely because we have existed under the radar for so long. So the idea is to talk to art history, not just American art history or the history of American art, and to other disciplines as well. We have so fruitfully, for years, drawn on philosophy, on anthropology, on cultural studies, on the history of science, and I would like to imagine these volumes as participating in an ongoing dialogue with those disciplines and others. So as John said, and now to get to the business of today and tomorrow, John said that the first volume in this series, which you all see right here, this served as something like a starting point for this gathering. And this is a book that, again, as John said, explores an ongoing historical dialogue about what pictures are and what they do. And I should add to that also what pictures don't do. That's an important aspect of this conversation. And picturing engages, as those of you who have had a look at it know, it engages our critical and theoretical literature on these matters, visual studies, Bild-Wissenschaft, material culture, media studies. But it also, and insistently, looks to period discourse in order to illuminate how the producers and consumers of pictures understood the nature and capacity of those pictures. And to put this another way, picturing, and I'll have more to say about this very term, picturing, later this afternoon, picturing acknowledges, of course, pictures as containers of meaning and aggregations of content or social context. But first and foremost, it concerns itself with the fact of the picture itself. That is, with picture making as an available act, as a thing that people can and choose to do, as well as with the conditions that give rise to that choice. So the essays in picturing examine the very grounds for picturing, their material, the material, historical, and epistemological grounds for the act of picturing to begin with. And these essays explore the problems as well as the possibilities posed by picturing as an available act or as a practice or as an operation. And I'll say more about that notion of operation later today. So the concerns of this symposium, and I'm wrapping up here, are analogous to those of picturing, but they congeal around a particular question or proposal, and that is as follows. If we can describe visual studies, which arose within Anglo-American scholarship, and Bildwissenschaft, a product of art history in Germany, if we can call these two things parallel, but perhaps not substantially cross-pollinating theorizations of the nature and reception of images, might we now hypothesize a bridge or passage between the two? And passage is Virla's word, and I absolutely love that term because unlike bridge, it imagines a connection as a kind of weave with multi-directions. Might we now hypothesize a bridge or passage between the two? And might materiality as a physical, historically inflected condition, but also as a methodology, as explored in recent writing about images and objects in multiple disciplines, might materiality as a concept offer such a passage, or at least a beginning point for a vital expansion of the scholarly study of those representational activities we gathered together under the headings art or images or picturing? And I'm going to quickly, briefly, and woefully schematically map how this might work. And I should begin this brief mapping by saying that the dyad of Bildwissenschaft and visual studies is, of course, a false one, right? It's not as if these are the two corpuses of thinking about this material. There's been some important writing about images in France, no, as well as in other countries. We'll hear about Japan. I think it's today. If it's not today, it's tomorrow. Hence the need to rethink picturing. But this is one way in which producing a passage by way of materiality might work. If Bildwissenschaft concerns itself with ontology, among other things, but with ontology chiefly, with the question of the very nature of being of an image, with the unique logic of an image's essence and operation, and if visual studies is concerned chiefly with modality, that is, with the work images do, and I should say the ideological work that images do in the cultural and socio-political sphere, it follows, at least as far as I'm concerned, or one might say that it follows that adding attention to materiality to the mixed, which isn't absent from these cohorts of theorization, to be sure, it follows that adding attention to materiality to the mix might generate a passage precisely because the materiality of an artifact is, first, what the thing is, that's the ontology side of the equation, and it is also what the thing does. That's the visual study side of the equation, right? Because materials do things. They operate. They have modalities. So paying attention to materiality, which is what we're going to do over the next 2 days, not exclusively, of course, because materiality isn't materiality, capital M, the answer, capital A. Paying attention to materiality means paying attention to what is fundamental to an artifact, what it is and what it does, without falsely disarticulating these things. And that's hugely important as far as I am concerned, because that disarticulation is at base a product or symptom of disciplinary inquiry. And it doesn't, in the end, count necessarily as a material, social, or historical condition. So with those few thoughts offered up to begin the proceedings, I'll stop and I'll let the real work of rethinking picturing begin. And I should say that the abstracts, it is not usual for me to read a cohort of abstracts and be as thrilled as I am to attend the symposium. I would say that I could walk out that door now, having felt satisfied just by virtue of those abstracts. I won't. I promise I won't do that. And this is especially thrilling to me because this terrific intellectual work, has arisen in the context of thinking about American art. And that to me is important. So at this point, I will invite to the podium Nela Putz of the Deutsche Forum für Kunstgeschichte, who will introduce the first session and serve as that session's moderator. Nela.